Hi, and welcome to a Dad's Path podcast. We're real dads solving everyday problems. Each week, we tackle issues that dads everywhere face and deliver actions you can take right away. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. Our goal is to help you make fatherhood count. Dad on. Hi, and welcome to another episode of A Dad's Path podcast. I'm Will Bronstein. Today, I'm here with Coach Danny Ray. Danny is from the DC 360 podcast. He's a coach. He's a father. He's a lot of different things. You can find him on Instagram at Danny Cobbin, on Facebook, on YouTube, all in the same URL. He'll let you know what that is. But first, welcome, Danny.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for having me here, Will.
Yeah, appreciate you joining us. I know you're on a, sounds like a little extended trip here in Utah right now.
Yes, we just decided somewhere along the line, instead of going on our normal vacation, we would like skip some minor vacations and just throw it all together and take a month in Utah. It's beautiful, man. Beautiful.
Yeah, no, I'm jealous. It sounds like a great way to spend some time. And you're with your twins right now?
Yes, I have my twins right now. They're 3 and a half. My daughter, who was 17, came down for a week. And then the grandparents are coming down for 2 weeks. So that'll be exciting.
I like it. No, that's great. It's good to have those family events and moments, especially as we get older. You know, you realize that they don't happen as often as you'd like. So special when they do. And it's also hard because I feel like I'm going on a big family vacation next week, which I'm looking forward to. But at the same time, there's always the, you know, you're out of your element a little bit. Your kids are out of their element. And one challenge I find is I'm a little bit more stressed in some ways. I'm a little, I don't know if on edge is quite the right way of putting it. But I know, you know, on one of your podcasts, you talked about the importance of getting kind of in flow state and what that means. And I'd be curious if we could talk about that just for a second, just to help me personally, you know, hear how you get there and what that means to you. And
so a lot of what I talk about on the podcast is more how it all works, not so much how we do things. So it's a small distinction, but when we get it, like, yo, we get it. And I didn't get it for a long time. And so what's happened is I have learned that, like, whether we're on task or we're off task, whatever it is, whenever I'm feeling in a more of a low mood or I'm feeling like, you know, stressed, worried, anxious, you know, any of those emotions, really, I don't see the world the same way I do when I'm just like myself. So recognizing that, especially like at the end of the night, right? So it's like 6 o'clock, kids hadn't taken a nap. They're like, I don't want to do nothing. And what was helpful for me was learning this information because I recognized, oh, I'm off kilter. And when I'm off kilter, we're all going overboard, right? Like nobody's going to survive. And so like with that, it was like recognizing, okay, my children do whatever it is that I do, not necessarily what I say, but what I do. So if I'm in these moments of stress and worry, I'm like exerting that in any way, that's what they're picking up. And it's like, it doesn't matter what I'm saying. Hey, kids, go lay down. Hey, you know, they don't hear that. They feel your presence. And it's fascinating from that standpoint because the podcast you're talking about, it was like, I was talking about a river, right? And like, if you think about a river, there is the top part, which is very choppy. That's where you get the white water rafting. You get stuff like that. You go a little bit deeper and that water is just a flow. It's not as choppy. It's not still. It's just moving. And then even deeper than that is stillness, right? When we find that stillness inside of us, we can flow with our kids because they're in the chop. We're in that stillness. Somehow we find a way to meet in the middle. And it's just like, it's like a roller coaster, but it's parenting.
No, I love that, I guess, analogy or however you describe it there. I mean, the imagery really worked for me, the calmness. And that's what I try and, you know, can be a challenge is when, all right, I know I'm not calm. And as you said, our kids are picking that up. They're catching this energy. And so that's where, you know, I look for different tool sets, whether it's maybe some breathing exercise or something to just kind of, or lately I've just been like, boom, clapping, you know, like to myself, but just, you know, hey, get out of it, snap out of it, because this is not, but curious if you have experience or things that have worked for you personally to get, you know, when you're not in flow state, like you're saying, and then to get there. Yeah.
Okay. So what's real cool about this is like how I said, how things work, right? I think of the way I am mentally in three different groups. And this is like a in some instances. But like in one group, I notice that everything that's happening in my life is coming through me, right? So everything that I see is a reflection of how I'm seeing it, essentially. The second state is I know that, but I still think it's that other person over there. And this is where I'm at with my kids a lot of times, right? But the third state is I think it's all them. Like my kids are wilding out. They're going crazy. I don't know what to do. That pops me back into one of the other two states. And in one of those two states, I know, even though things are crazy, I'm okay. And just like you said, you clap kind of like as something that you found to do. Each and every one of us in those moments, when we quiet down enough, we'll know what to do. It's almost like I could give you what happens for me. You know, like in those moments, my wife will say something and I'll be like, oh, it clicked. It just snaps right in. But like, that's not how it always occurs. Sometimes it occurs differently. And that's for each and every one of us. And I think that that's what's unique is like the more that we as parents talk about this kind of thing, the more we see like however you get to a calmer space for you, as long as you're not like yelling at your kid or whatever, kudos to you. Yeah. Part of living the life.
No, I like that. I think that's right on. It's definitely not one size, you know, fit all. And the other thing that I think is helpful for me to remember is that they're kids, right? They're not little people. You can, you know, they're talking to you. They're talking back at you sometimes. You're like, hey, that's not nice, you know, but they're not, they don't have developed brains at all, you know, and we, I'll speak for myself sometimes, expect them to, right? And say, hey, why are you acting like this? Why are you, you know, this isn't play. You know, why are you saying, you know, X, Y, or Z? Hopefully I'm as calm as I sounded just now, you know, not always, but, but I think that's important to keep in mind as well that for me, it's easy to lose sight of, you know, like, they're kids, you know, and
I think that's the misconception, right? Is that however we were parented, we as parents now have to address whatever comes up for us because our kids, like you're saying, are kids. They're not trying to be spiteful. At least mine aren't at 3.5, right? Like my 17-year-old daughter, like she comes down and she's giving me advice like, yo, don't do this. I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, like they're on our side. I think a lot of times they're just looking for us to be on their side. I had a friend tell me not long ago, she was like, my kid, like he'll get angry and start like trying to hit on his sister and do things like this. And one day I just was like, are you hungry and want to go get a hamburger? And the kid just like broke down, bawling and crying. It's like, mom, I love you. Da, 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 da. And it's like, A, remember, yo, these kids, one day they're going to be adults. They're going to be okay. And then on top of that, remembering that and seeing like, if I can get to my space, however I get to my space while my kid's doing whatever they're doing, sometimes it's just that, right? That deep exhale. And then the show keeps going.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Because like you said, you know, that's another sort of interesting topic you hit on was when your kids say hurtful things to you, right? Like they say, I hate you. And I've been told that by my kids. And the first time, a couple times it hurt. Until, you know, I think your advice was kind of spot on and, you know, not taking it personally, which sounds obvious, but, you know, I'd be curious because to me, it's like words, you have to teach that words have meaning because they do. But at the same time, in those moments, you know, it's not something you should take personally, of course, but at the same time, it does still hurt and you still want to teach, you know, there's still a lesson there, I think, though, you know, so I'd be curious kind of your thoughts on that and for you to dig deeper because I found that real interesting.
I got two ways of kind of looking at it. I got a story about what's going on right now. But before we get to that, I'll tell you, do you remember those booby bracelets that were popular for a while? Plastic bracelet. They like originally it was WWJD. And then they turned it and said like breast cancer awareness.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And it was huge for a long time. And the way it got popular was this kid wore it to school. And the principal and all these people made a big deal about you're not supposed to wear this. Da, 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 da. The rest of the school went out and got them. As a rebellion to, yo, like I'm trying to do something positive here. Just like a lot of times we have a misconception in our minds whenever we're doing something or like, it doesn't look like a misconception to us. Looks like a misconception to our partner. Looks like a misconception to our coworkers, whoever that is. But to us, we look like we're doing the right thing. And that's true with our kids at the same time. In that moment, they have nothing better, like no better tool to fight with. And this was one of the things I struggled with. Was they had no better tool to fight with than say, I hate you. right? I struggled for a long time because I thought the only tool I had was to spank them. Mm-hmm. Right? And I didn't want to spank. I don't want to do that, but I don't know how to get you to do what I want you to do. So I'm going to do this. And I recognize that it didn't work, right? Like, kids still doing what I don't want them to do. Like, they're just now afraid of me, bro.
You know? It's not what we wanted. Yeah.
Exactly. So like on one hand, it's like recognizing their kids, they don't really hate you. They hate the situation. And you're in a way causing the situation in their eyes. And then if you want, I could tell you about what's going on right now.
Yeah. No, please.
So I'm Black, my wife's white, and so my kids are mixed, right? And some Hispanics came by the other day and he had his kids with him. And my son went to the window and was like, yo, my brother's outside. And at first I was like, your brother's outside, bro, what? And I was like, whatever. He goes to get his little camera. He starts taking pictures of the kid, right? And I was like, no, that's no big deal. And he's like, yo, I want to go with my family. And I was like... Where your family? I call Courtney upstairs like, yo, listen to your son right now. And he's like, I'm going to go with my family. And we were like, we're your family. So fast forward a little bit. He's like not taking a nap that night. And it's like 7:00. We like went to some event. We're out of town, right? Come back. And he's distraught. And he's saying, my family abandoned me. And I'm like, bro, we right here. What do you mean abandon you? And so we're dealing with that, and like we put my daughter in bed. My daughter's like, you gotta go because my mom's about to come. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, my parents, they're about to get here. You can't be here when they get here. And I'm like, Aria, like, who are your parents? And she says some name, I don't, some wild children's name. So that makes a little bit of like in that, right?
But yeah,
like,
yeah.
Last couple of days, bro, like there's a lady across the street came by. She goes, there's my mom. I want to take this picture to my mom. I'm like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do with this? And it's just like, yo, we're just going to roll with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when you start to see how things work, you recognize your kids are so funny. A, they're your biggest teacher, but B, they're so funny. From one perspective, this is very disturbing that they think that somebody else is there. You know, that's kind of disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah,
but on the other, bro, it's so funny, bro.
Those are two perfect stories. You're juxtaposing, yeah, kids are so insane and creative and fun and, yeah, a little scary. But the other side of that is like, they're young, like they don't have a toolbox that we have, and we don't even have speaking for myself, I don't even have the best toolbox, you know? And so those words, I hate you, just, hey, oop, that's a way to cut, you know? And that's maybe another way to look at it. It's almost like when you learn to curse, you know, you learn the F word or whatever, and then it's like, oh, I can just, that's your new toolbox, you know? Like, you know, in middle school or whatever it is, not obviously as a new dad, hopefully.
No, but what you're pointing to and what you're alluding to is so correct. And you said something then that was so powerful. You said like recognizing that your toolbox as a grown adult with kids is limited. What do we think that their toolbox is, right? Like we treat them like, yo, they got a full toolbox, man. Like they got everything they need and we just making sure they're using them. What?
No. Yeah. That's because again, like the way they talk, you're like, well, that's how people talk. So you're a person, you know, and not little people, they are kids. But then again, that's one of those things where it's easy for us to talk about right here. But then in, you know, 25 minutes when I'm making lunch and making the kids lunch, I don't want what you made, daddy. Like, mommy makes it, you know.
So this is what was super powerful for me, right? Is recognizing that learning this information isn't useful right now necessarily. You're going to get into the next situation where that happens. You're going to notice at some point that wasn't how you wanted to be in the situation. And at that point, don't beat yourself up. Because that's what we all want to do, right? We want to go down the pathway to beat ourselves up. We're not the way we want. That actually keeps us from moving forward, right? The pathway forward is recognizing that I didn't do whatever it is, learning from that, and then moving forward. Without the harshness that we oftentimes judge ourselves 1,000 times for. And when we do that, what we recognize is, or what I recognize is, our new normal is found the same way our old normal is found, right? So during COVID, everybody's normal changed, but nobody can specifically point to the day that it changed. Like we can all be like, yeah, shut down, my life changed. No, like there was a shift, there was a shakeup, but over the months, then you came to what was a new normal. And then the world kind of, sort of opens back up. And here we are back in a different kind of new normal where like Zoom calls are like a normal thing, right? Like I call my mom on Zoom now, like that's real. And that's just how things like kind of work.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that was certainly a big challenge through the pandemic. And as you said, we're kind of opening back up. Things were hard to pinpoint when things closed, et cetera. But, you know, one thing that I think that helped with was, you know, on one hand, you're looking forward to this ending. You're looking forward to obviously going back to normal. But on the other hand, you know, I think there's value in just living in the moment. Obviously, there is that value. And somehow having something that you're not wanting can almost help you live in that moment more. Because that's, I think, something that kids are just so, so good at. I mean, you see them playing, you see them, you know, hey, what's it, you know, and they're in their own world in 2 seconds and they'll get mad at you and 2 seconds later, hey, you're still dead, you know, like, da, da, da. Whereas I think as parents, that's another, you know, like you've talked about this where, you know, it's not just looking forward to bedtime and then you can have freedom and looking forward to, you know, the weekend. So you have, or whatever, you know, or the weekdays. So your kids are in school. I mean, because if you think about what's at the end of that tunnel, your kids are gone, right? And in a good way, like they're living in the world, they're hopefully successful, however they define that, adults. But, you know, I think as in the day to day, it's easy to be like, oh man, I just need to get through the day and then it's bedtime. And then I can, but at the same time, like it's, you know, maybe not the right attitude. That was one of your topics I really found pretty compelling.
Yeah, man. It's first thing is like, we got 18 summers. We don't got, you know, 18 years. We got 18 summers and I'm already 3 summers in, 4 summers in. How often do we get that? Like bedtime, that's the most cherished time for me now because my kids are like as primal as they're going to be, put it that way. And it's like a game. There was one night that we were going through something, I don't know. And I was like, I'm going to drag you across the floor. And my son goes, okay. And it hit me. I was like, oh. And I picked him like by his feet. I drug him across the floor and he had a great time. We got to bed after that, right? Like, it's like that. When we're in the moment, like you're saying, wherever it is, when we're there and present, the best thing that's going to happen will happen, whatever it's supposed to be. When we're in our head thinking about, okay, well, I'm the parent. It's bedtime. You got to do what I tell you to do. We come off like that to our kids. And it's like, it's not them. It's just, it's not. And so like, yeah, bro, like parenting.
Yeah, that's totally right. I mean, again, one of those where it's the days are long, the years are short. You know, like you said, you have 18 summers and, you know, 18 is generous because when they're 14, 15, 16, 17, you know, they're different, right? They're not, they might not be as, and they almost certainly won't be as present. You know, they'll be with their friends. They'll be all good things, for, you know, but in terms of our ability to not only impact them, but just bond with them and enjoy our time with them, you know, these are prime years when we have these young kids, you know? So I think, you know, you with your 3.5-year-old and me with my 7 and 4, like we are in it. And the more we can keep that mindset.
Have you ever, like, I do this all the time. Like I look back. Let me start with this. I double my life oftentimes, right? I'm 37, so that's what, like 74? I'm about half life right now, right? Essentially, half life. But like half of this is about 18, right? Like, but at 18, 37 was so far from my imagination, bro. So far. So like, then I look at my kids and like, I was like, okay, they're 3. So like, what were they doing at 1.5, right? Like, yo, they were barely, like they were walking, just like, you know what I mean? We're like, having a good time in that way, like struggling. I just like was just now getting sleep, you know, but like all the bad things that happened 1.5 years ago, 2 years ago, I really don't remember them. I remember like sliding in the bed, being like, yo, we made it. You know, I remember that, you know, I remember some times, but I don't remember the time that my kid was jumping on the couch. And I was just so distraught from everything else going on in my life, which has happened. That I'm like, yo, you need to get off the couch now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's just like that process of A, being present, aware, and in the moment and recognizing where you are, and then recognizing that how quick a week goes by, actually, right? Especially like I get my kids all the time. So like I am blessed, right? Blessed. But so many of us as fathers and mothers, like we go out to our jobs, like my wife, friends, she's down there working and stuff, right? She comes back up from the end of the day. She's at that wall, right? Like, it's not like it used to be where she gets to drive home. She walks upstairs and boom, kids. And they want her because It's like, hey, it's mom. She's been busy working, right? And they're like, boom, right on her. And it's like, me and her have talked about the space she's in that moment, right? Because she's like, I just need a little space. And I was like, yo, you could take your space in 10 minutes. I swear. And it's like, that's all it is they want like 5-10 minutes, a good solid, yo, I hadn't seen you all day, bro. Like, what's up? And it's hard for us to recognize that, right? Like in the moment. That's why we have conversations like this, where like we get to like beat around the bush about like somewhat esoteric things, somewhat not. We get to look at the juxtaposition. We get to do things like that. But when the rubber meets the road, after a conversation like this, it's not about the information. It's about that space that you were in when you're with those kids. And that's what you get to take home with you. It's that space. It's really not a lot. Whatever that is, take it and get back in it.
I love that. That's beautiful. And it's so true. I mean, your whole idea of being present and living in the moment, living for your kids and understanding, you know, we have a limited amount of time and do our best to make the most of it. And I think also it's great to be grateful for what we have. Like you said, you know, you spend a lot of time with your kids. I get to spend a lot of time with my kids. Some dads through no fault of their own, you know, might be separated or divorced and they see their kids a lot less. You know, imagine seeing your kids half that time or less than that even. So, you know, whatever it is, and even if you're in that situation, better that than not seeing your, you know, just be grateful for what we have with these little ones.
I'm going to agree because I just told you, like, I have a 17-year-old daughter that lives two states away from me. And so the reason why I get to enjoy these two is because of her. I would not have recognized how A, fast things go, and B, like, I feel so blessed. I didn't feel blessed when I was 18 and had a kid outside of wedlock. I wasn't feeling blessed then. But here we are now, and it's like, wow. I know what it's like to be separated from my kid. And what's interesting from that standpoint is you don't know your kid. Like, we're lucky, right? Like, we're lucky. Like, we don't recognize how lucky it is for us to get to spend every single night with our kid, how much we know that kid. But can you imagine a 14-year-old kid, a dude coming in your house, you never knew him?
Yeah.
That happens to people all the time. So, like, just really enjoy your kids.
There's no telling. No, that's really powerful. I appreciate you sharing that. Well, thanks for joining us here, Danny. I know we're on a time crunch a bit here, but really appreciate you joining. This is a great podcast. Again, we can find you on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Can you spell out your profile for us here?
Yeah, it's DannyCobbin, Danny Cobbin. And that's at all Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure my listeners will be sure to check you out because this was really fascinating. And I know I got a lot. I'm sure they will too. And thanks again for joining us here.
Thank you for having me, man.
Awesome. Thanks, Danny.
If you liked our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. If you haven't joined us yet, go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. And do you know a friend who might like this podcast? Send it on. We want to help as many dads as possible make fatherhood count. Dad on.